You all okay out there? That's a lot of incense. The ancient Christians worshiped with incense because incense slowly rises. See it rising? It rises up like our prayers go up to God. And the psalmist once said, let thy prayers be like incense going up to the Lord. So once you recover, I want to tell you a story this morning. There once was a mother tiger. She had a baby tiger in her belly, and as a result, like all pregnant mothers of every species, she was hungry. She spotted a flock of sheep, so she raced across the plain and leapt upon the sheep. All of a sudden, she went into labor and had the baby tiger, and the mother died. So this baby tiger was raised amidst a flock of, right. And we all know that children grow up to act like the people around them, right? So although this was a baby tiger, as he grew up, he began to say, bah, bah, bah. And he always looked down because that's what the sheep did, and he was always nervous because the sheep are always nervous. He was afraid of everything. He tried to hide in the middle of the flock, but the bigger he got, the harder it was to hide. And he ate the grass, just like the sheep. His mind clouded over with the cobwebs of worry, worrying about himself, whether he was safe or not, whether he had the right kind of grass, whether that sheep got the better clump of grass than him. And he was totally consumed with his life as a sheep. Bah! And then one day, the king tiger came. And the king tiger witnesses this ridiculous sight. This huge tiger acting scared and crying, hiding in the middle of a flock of sheep where he sticks out like a sore thumb. And the king tiger came to the young tiger and looked at him and asked him, do you know who you are? And the young tiger said, bah! So the king tiger went away and found some fresh, raw meat and brought it back to the young tiger and laid it at his feet and said, here, taste my meat. And the young tiger said, bah. And then he ate some grass and hurried over to the other sheep. So the king tiger again took up the meat in his mouth and went to the young tiger and dropped it at his feet and said, look, taste my meat. The young tiger smelled it. Smelled awfully good. He took a big bite, and it was like a tingling sensation from his head to his paws. He began to awaken. He felt alive and this strength thrumming through his whole body. And the king tiger said, lift up your eyes. He lifted up his eyes and he looked beyond the grass, out into the vast plain that seemed to stretch on forever and ever. And the king tiger said, follow me. And he began to run. And the young tiger ran after him, loving the taste of that meat, and thinking, wow, look what I can do. I'm so fast. I'm so strong. And a whole new life opened up for him. This morning, we celebrate The resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. The women went early in the morning while it was still dark to the tomb. And in Matthew's gospel, it describes an earthquake and a large angel who says, "Don't be afraid. Go back and tell the disciples that Jesus has risen." And they're rushing back to tell the disciples when Jesus himself appears and says, "Greetings." You can just hear his smile. And he says, "Go back to Galilee. Tell my disciples to come back home. There they will meet me." St. Paul, just a few decades later, would write in the letter to the new church in Colossae. He would say, "Seek the things that are above, because you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Set your mind not on earthly things, but on heavenly things." Why do I tell you this? Why do I tell you a weird story about a tiger? Because you, my friends, you and I, we are mostly asleep. We're looking down at our screens, wondering if the other guy got more grass than us, wondering if we're getting enough likes, wondering if we're on time to our next appointment. And what Jesus did in the resurrection is not just about what happens when we die. It's about who we are right now. You see, when you were baptized, you died to your earthly life and you were born in Christ. You are a spiritual being. You are an eternal being. Your life touches eternity. And this existence that we have right here on planet Earth, as hard and complicated and crazy as it may be, this is a training ground. This is just the beginning. As the great theologian C.S. Lewis says, this is the preface of the book that will begin when you die and goes on forever. And if we stay afraid and self-absorbed like the sheep, we will never fully understand who we are. You are designed to give your life away. You are designed to let go of your fear. Both the angel and Jesus both said, "Don't be afraid." You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to worry about yourself anymore. You don't need to be afraid of dying. And in that knowledge, you can be fully alive. God has created you to be radically generous. God has created you to serve others without reserve, strangers and people you don't even like. God has called you to live a different kind of life. And every week, Jesus says to us, as the poet George Herbert wrote so many years ago, "You must sit down, says love, and taste my meat." So I did sit and eat. This thing that we do here at the table, it is eternal food that feeds your soul, that will bring your spiritual life to light. It will awaken you. You are to take it over and over again and become more and more awake and aware. We are called not to despair, not to overwhelmness, no matter what is happening on the earth. We are called to be peacemakers, great givers, and transformers, bringing about the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And my friends, there is nothing to be afraid of, for you have already died, and your eternal life has begun. You are eternal beings. Awaken to who you truly are. Amen.